Parenting Moments every Wednesday on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology Education Center, registered psychologist and founder of that Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to chat with you. We're heading into summer and with who knows what's going on, COVID kind of wrapping up. I don't want to say wrapping up, but it's something. We're going to look at ways for children to regain their sense of safety and purpose.
Yes. So we are going to say this is life after COVID. And obviously, there's still unknowns, but there is certainly, I think, a moment where we're all going, as we think about diving back into activities that we love and have missed dearly. So today we're going to start by how do we teach your child to notice cues of safety again? Some kids, Mike, this will be easy. They'll be like, okay, vaccinations have happened. All the dedication of people following the public health restrictions has worked. Hospitalizations are reduced. And mom and dad, I'm out of here. And off they go back into the world to enjoy the things they did before. But other kids are going to be more tentative. So some you're going to notice are going to be reluctant to re-engage in things that they once loved. So I had a mom tell me that art camp was canceled last summer for her tween daughter, who was devastated. And then this summer when she said, I think we can do art camp this summer, her 12-year-old shrugged her shoulders and said she wasn't interested. Her daughter's purpose around pursuing her hobby seemed to have evaporated. On the other hand, parents are telling me that some of their children are resistant to rejoining activities, and parents are reporting to me that their child is experiencing stomach aches, headaches, and intrusive, unwelcome, worrisome thoughts. The world may be safe enough for reentry, but not all children are feeling safe.
I guess just as through the pandemic, kind of emerging from it, emotions are going to be all over the place for everybody.
Exactly. And so the first tip is that we need to start teaching our kids to notice cues of safety again. So through multiple disappointments, difficult moments faced within your own families, and myriad of fears that people have had to address head on, children have lost some connection with their bodies. They have become overwhelmed by the emotional turmoil of the past year, and they're no longer engaged in the sort of creative free play and movement. We kind of know kids are doing okay, Mike, when you see them skipping on the sidewalks, or there's a hill, I'm rolling down it, or they do a million cartwheels in a row, even though you're trying to get to the park, right? They're just in the moment.
Totally.
Many parents are saying, oh, I long for the day when my child gets back to dancing in the kitchen or rolling down that hill. And that because of fear and loss during the pandemic, their child has become far less connected to their body and emotions, and instead are locked in their minds reviewing scary what-if thoughts. And that's the first step, is that we want to help our kids get back to their natural state of being in the world by reacquainting them with their bodies and their emotions. So what are you feeling right now? Where do you notice it in your body? Is your body remembering how it used to be, or is it giving you information about how it is now? And then guide them to notice cues of safety and environment. Oh, look. See, your friends are healthy. Oh, remember, Grandma has both her vaccines. She's protected now. And this will be really important for many kids who are remembering the danger and not seeing the safety.
Good information. And throughout the summer, you're going to look at different ways, I guess, 8 different tips for helping children to regain that safety and purpose in the world. So love it. Great topic, Kimberly. For those that don't know, why don't you share a little bit about the Eckert Center?
Well, I think one of the COVID 19 weird blessings is telepsychology. So I just want to let people know that even with reentry, life after COVID, yes, you can come to your appointments here, but for many people, continuing with video or phone sessions has really worked out well, and that is a service that we will carry on for the future.
Nice.
And we have north and south locations if you want to come in person. And, of course, we have our gift certificates to give away today.
Yes, let's give away a gift certificate right now for a free consultation. Now, that's going to go to who?
Let's go with caller number two.
Caller two right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. A blessing as always with the information you can share with our Shine family, and we'll continue again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.